Good morning, good people. It is 7th August 2020. We celebrate the saints Sixtus, Pope and companions and martyrs, and Saint Cajetan, the priest. The readings are from Prophet Nahum, chapter 2, verse 1, 3, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3 and 6 and 7, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 28. Personal sacrifices sanctify our souls and societies. Grace is a river never run dry. Acknowledging the power and impact of grace enriches our life. Sufferings surrounds us. Fear fences us. Pain powders us. Death ditches us. But God guards us untiringly. We are surrounded either by fear or death as we live amidst the waves of this pandemic. We cannot stop death, war, mediated and meditated attacks on us, yet we can always sail through the violent and merciless waves with the faith in God and willingness to carry our burdens on our own. In the first reading, the prophet expresses his joy over the fall of Assyrians, who used the people of Israel as their footwear. When the bells of the arrogance and pride is fallen, the orchestra of joy of the voiceless and the poor are heard in the streets of the city of God. No one feels sorry for the fallen fortress of idolatry and adultery. The evil can never outlive God. The responsorial verse praises, "It is I who deal death and give life." Deuteronomy 32 verse 39. We are reminded in the Gospel that life will never diminish by suffering and pain, rather enhanced and enshrined by it. By surrendering our lives constantly to God and sacrificing it for the welfare of the common good, we have the energy to carry our own crosses. Imposing our crosses on the shoulders of the other or run away from our own crosses leads us to emptiness, meaninglessness, pleasure, and enjoyment of the world. Nothing else can offer joy except in living for truth, justice, peace, and love. Constant and willful deprivation of our cravings and greed makes the river of life runs deep and wide. Life is the only gift with which we can enliven someone's life. May we make all our efforts to provide the means of happiness for others that brings joy to our life. God bless you. Have a lovely day.